This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 High FM. Joining us in studio, Dina Diamond. A very good morning.
And a good morning to you. Yes, that sounded very Chalukah-ish.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it sounds
Everybody
like.
Everybody wants to be Johnny Clegg.
That's
it's
true.
Unbelievable, Ed.
It must stop trying so hard.
Yeah, stop. Just stop. Just be happy with who you are. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Take your red hair and fly with it.
Yep.
You know they told Ed Sheeran that he would never be successful because he was so ugly? He literally got told that by a record album.
That is terrible.
They said that you, no matter what your voice sounds like, because of your looks, you will never make it in the music industry. And look at him today.
Exactly.
Headlining in South Africa.
Exactly. It doesn't get better than that. Please God, there'll be a little bit of power so the show can go on. Well, they must do generators, surely.
That's a good
Or at
question.
Least inverters, because at least they're more silent. But I don't know. Anyway, it's 7:27. Good morning, Dina. Tell us in 1 minute or less, just to at least start the conversation. We've of course been following the Ethiopian Airlines crash. It's definitely been linked quite strongly to the Boeing brand. We've got two brands severely affected by this terrible crash, this terrible tragedy. Where do they go from here?
Yeah, so as you say, I mean, this has been a massive, massive incident, and not just because a plane crashed, which obviously causes an issue, but because it's seen as not a standalone incident. It's seen as, so for Boeing, it's seen as, it's actually linked to the Indonesian airline crash, which happened last year, October, and this is in a new plane that they've just launched. Well, basically, so it's a Boeing 737 MAX, and this plane is literally starting to be distributed globally. Mm. It has, I think they've only fulfilled about 370 orders of over 5,000 orders. But when something like this happens, it puts on the brakes for everyone, and it doesn't just affect Boeing, it doesn't just affect Ethiopian Airlines, it affects every single airline that has these aircraft in their fleet. So Southwest Airlines, for example, in America, have got the most. So I think they've got over 35 of these in their fleet. So all of a sudden, anyone who wants to take a plane is thinking twice. So you've got Ethiopian Airlines, which has suffered a massive...
I would go so far as to say all airlines are affected, even if they don't even have a plane like this.
Absolutely.
Because this it just unnerves. It gets to the core of our fear and anxiety.
Absolutely. And not only that, but from a social media perspective, we see that really changing the nature of how things are happening. Mm. Because what also historically, this is very interesting, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but normally the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Association in America, is the one who bans planes or grounds planes or whatever, they make the call. They've always been like the leading authority globally on the airlines, because Boeing comes from the States. But what happened in this event is that China started banning it, Singapore. So they weren't waiting for the FAA.
So the tail wagged the dog.
Absolutely. And that's a first in the aviation industry. So this is really a whole new era.
And just to add to that, in South Africa, we saw the pressure on Comair. Initially announced that they were not going to withdraw. They have one of these planes. They were not going to withdraw it until they had further proof that there was a reason to.
Absolutely.
And social media and public opinion demanded that they did. And I would argue that by then it's already a little bit late if you seem to be reacting rather than acting in your customer's
and
best
the FAA
interest.
As well suffered from that, because they also seemed to be reactive.
That's fascinating. We are going to continue this conversation, Dina Diamond.
So tricky,
crafty,
but
hey?
Crafty.
Make people think just a little bit at 7:36 in the morning.
I like it. I feel they need to be challenged.
I
in the
think
morning.
So.
Besides,
as well.
Also, I'm making out Esther the Hidden.
Oh, yes, that's why hidden. I did it. It was
God's
hidden.
Name said it. Those hermitage.
Right. It does hermitage.
Those
it.
Really hidden.
It's like Easter eggs,
the
but not.
The chocolate hermitage. Right. Hidden.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to hermitage?
So, you know, I was never really a morn one, but I must say I've warmed to it over the years.
Yeah, as we get older, I think it's a problem. Next we're going to be wanting ginger hermitage.
And then, see, that's why the apple one, I stay clear of the apple. I don't know. It's
because
not
it's too,
there.
Yeah, you're not there yet.
It's too apple cakey.
Mm.
So I feel more, I'm more on the chocolate side, to be honest. And
right. I'm definitely more on the cheese side.
I was going to say sometimes
I'm
the
definitely
cheese.
More on the cheese side. Definitely.
Is there a custard
more
one?
Listen,
in
so.
Israel, I think they make everything.
Everything, yeah.
I do like the apple one, though.
Yeah, apple is cool. Cheese, I do like apple, cheese, chocolate I find a bit rich.
No, half.
Oh, half. That's clever. What is your favorite hermitage? And are you a good hermitage baker? Because apparently they're quite difficult to get, like, really do right. Yeah. Do you go for the more biscuity ones, or do you go for the more doughy ones?
See, I'm with the more doughy.
Definitely. I mean, that's a...
I think Haiti would be more doughy.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely, definitely a doughy family, as is quite visible. Right. Time is 7:38. All right. Dina, we're talking about how Boeing, Ethiopian Airlines, and all other airlines, the FAA as well, claw back from the strategy that took place last week. What do they do in the world of social media where things are just not the same as they used to be?
I mean, sure. I mean, absolutely. So when you're looking at them coming back, I mean, Boeing's share price also tanked straight away, lost 13%. So it had an immediate financial and economic impact on the business. But also Boeing came back straight away and said that post the Indonesian crash, which is the Lion Air crash, they had actually identified that the cause of it was actually the maneuver characteristics augmentation system, which was
It's that whole augmentation business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump weighs on that as well, but I'll talk about that now.
Right.
So in terms of them coming out with a new plane, they keep adding sort of advanced technological systems and processes, etc. And when they put this in, what it does, that system, is it automatically detects if the plane's is stalled, and it puts the plane into a nosedive. And they say that that's what actually caused the Indonesian crash. And they had to actually realize that after that crash, after they actually came to that sort of conclusion, Boeing straight away said they were going to make adjustments to the system. And clearly, and then they said that the reason that they've actually, for Boeing, why this has been such a massive reputational issue is because they found that the causes or the flight pattern of that Indonesian aircraft compared to this one are very similar.
Wow.
And as we were talking about as well, that the aviation authority normally relies on very statistical, very valid and reliable information, which they've tested, and they are sure that's the reason. And so Boeing has come out and saying, we can't make a call until we've got all that information. But the world moves so fast that people can't wait
to get
that information.
Is that, as you said earlier, the FAA were slow to react. Comair were slow to react. It was public pressure that forced them, and they were probably doing absolutely nothing wrong. They were going through a process. They weren't saying, oh, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. They're saying, we're looking at the evidence. There's nothing that indicates it. So we're going to take it step by step. But it's irrelevant today.
Absolutely.
What the right thing is to do or not. The public demands something different, and you can't fight it.
No, you absolutely can't. And they had already moved forward. So not only had the passengers started saying, oh, what flight am I flying? And I refuse to fly that airline. And if you're flying that, then I need a refund or put me on a different airline.
Right.
So straight away, they went into like emergency situation where they're trying to reroute planes,
trying to adjust.
And so you had consumers or customers, airline customers, actually getting onto Twitter and getting onto Facebook and getting onto social media and saying they're not flying those airlines with those particular aircraft.
With that particular plane.
Then Donald Trump hops up onto Twitter.
Yeah, he was interesting.
And says that aviation has become too complicated, and these are now run by, he would rather have a real pilot than an MIT technician.
He didn't say that.
He basically
did. Oh, no, Donald.
Instead of like an MIT engineer trying to make it all automated.
So I thought you were referring to a fact that he said, you know, he's spoken to Boeing, they're a magnificent company, and they will definitely do what they have to do.
Yes, this is post
that. So I heard that, and I thought that's also interesting, because he's making sure now that we still feel confident in an American company, which of course people do, you know. Boeing is...
Listen, they've got a remarkable reputation.
Sure.
And airline accidents do happen, and again, less frequently than car accidents. So they say you are safer actually flying through the air.
Yes.
With tons of...
Even on the new Boeing 737-800 MAX.
Exactly.
Right. So what do they do from... Where do they go from here?
So what they've done, which is important, is what they've said is actually not that there is a problem. They've said that they are going to make an aircraft that is already safe, even safer. So they didn't say it's completely our fault, it's completely our problem. Obviously, they've got...
But
a
do
PR
we believe that?
That
do we believe that? I mean, if you were the PR, would you have said that? I don't know.
So again, they're coming from a very... So that the CEO, who's actually only been at the helm for about 4 years, he's taken the company literally to new heights. Excuse the pun.
So to speak.
But he's also taken it to over $100 billion in revenue. And he's an engineer, so he's very pragmatic. So when he comes out with a statement, it is very pragmatic, which doesn't necessarily resonate with people who are up in arms or hysterical about their flying. So I think it has missed the mark somewhat on that in terms of Boeing's response. But all they can do is say, we've acknowledged that there's some sort of issue. and we're working on it. And they've actually accelerated the time plan to deliver the fix on the plane. So right now they're grounded, so they can't fly
anywhere. What's interesting to me is I think there'll always be, I don't know if you remember the DC-10s. Mm-hmm. They started falling out the sky at some point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can never look at a DC-10 in the eye again. Like it just makes me very uncomfortable. And, you know, I just wonder if they should even be calling it. I mean, shouldn't they be changing the name and now call it the 737-900 Max, you know, or 900
you
Mini?
Know what?
I don't care, but just make it, call it,
you
a
know,
different
if it
plane.
Walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
You mean people, we won't be fooled.
We won't be fooled. And people know, I think people need to understand what the issue was and how it needs to be fixed. I mean, they're talking about, so they say that the system automatically puts a plane into a nosedive and the pilots couldn't actually recover from that. Mm. So there was one.
Especially 6 minutes after takeoff.
Exactly.
It's so low still.
Exactly. And there was one sensor that was determining this. So now they're putting in multiple sensors and they're putting in a whole bunch of different checkpoints, which actually, if you think on a logical basis to a customer, will make sense and supposedly make you feel
better.
Well,
I mean, if you think about it, how often are you sitting on an LL flight waiting to leave for Israel and they say, look, they can't get that one engine started, but as soon as, you know, we're going to give it another 20 minutes and if we can get it started, well, then we'll be on our way. And you think, hold on. Are we okay with this? But we are okay with this, and we do fly, and the planes have engine trouble, and most of them just don't fall out the sky.
Absolutely. And they've been flying for years. So when these planes get put into use, they actually fly for years and years.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, especially when you're sitting on an airline plane, and there's an ashtray next to you. You know you're on an old plane.
Absolutely right. Made from abalone. Right.
Exactly.
Indeed. Time is 7:44. That's Dina Diamond Marketing Mondays. We talk about all things marketing. Next week, I think we need to start talking about how political parties are doing their marketing, because so far I think they're all failing miserably.
Sure, that is.
Gosh, I feel like we need to create a whole remedial marketing division for our political parties.